Blog Talk Radio.
Bless all of you this morning. Oh, my. We welcome you to the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Hope you came to give the Lord some praise. Those who need prayer, hope you came to receive a miracle. This is the Miracle Prayer Line. And God is doing exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Oh, my God, he's blessing on the left and blessing from the right, blessing families, fixing things for people, making a way out of no way.
Mother Britt.
My. We thank God for everything he's doing. Thank you. God is so good. So multitudinously good. He looks on everybody from everywhere. I just want to thank him this morning. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's me again. I came to you last night, early this morning. Here I am again. Lord, I really didn't come to ask you for nothing. I just came to thank you. But may I, for the people's sake, bless you to bless the people, help them, oh God, in a way that they will see, hear, and feel your presence. Rebuke the enemy. I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. He's a vagabond. So in Job, where he's going to and fro, searching whom he may devour. God, don't let him devour any of the folks on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Give them total deliverance in Jesus' name. Pick them up, turn them around. Help them in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. We bind the enemy and cast him out. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against him. Thank you, Lord. When God, when you needed someone to go down to help man and redeem him from his sin, you looked around, oh God, there were plenty of people there, but you couldn't find any heavenly bodies worthy to go. All of them had messed up. But Jesus stepped up to the plate and said, I'll go. Oh, my God, what a relief. It's not in the scripture, but I imagine before Jesus went, because he was found worthy, there may have been a celebration in heaven, as most fathers probably do for their son. Celebrated Jesus. Oh, what a celebration.
A celebration.
No wonder the enemy is angry. Doesn't want you to get the praise. Trying to pull a scam there in heaven to keep you from being praised. He said to one third of the heavenly host, praise me. Praise me. Sing, I'm beautiful. And convince weak minds, heavenly bodies, they had to be weak because they were convinced to praise the devil. But you sent the strong angels to kick them out, according to Revelation, the 12th chapter. And they fell from heaven to earth. They tried to do things down here on this earth. Didn't have no home. Don't have a home. vagabonds, looking and searching for some place to try to live. I ask that you put the resurrection blood of Jesus in the lives of every person on this line, and let the oil of the anointing be placed upon them. Destroy every yoke, every demon coming to try to sift them as wheat. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, the resurrection blood of Jesus upon them. Touch, heal, deliver, set free, as only you can do. And bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name I pray. For the glory of God, I pray properly. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Yeah. Good morning to you, Lord.
Good
I know
morning,
you're here.
Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
You, Lord.
Good
morning. Yeah. Ye who believe that he is alive, why would you let him come in your room and you not speak to him? Speak to the Lord, everybody on the phone. If you
good
love
morning.
Morning, Lord.
Good morning,
good morning,
Lord.
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning.
Amen. Let's commence the line this morning.
Good morning.
Not with any sleepy praise, but if you got a praise for him, somebody said, I got a praise. I can't get it out.
Praise.
I got a praise. Why don't you open the line? You. Why would you wait on somebody else if God's good to you? Why don't you open the line with your praise? Lead it out. Okay. Amen. From
thank
every
you,
area
thank
code.
You, thank
the
you,
line
thank
is open
you,
to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
317-917.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. All these area codes, I'm not speaking about that today. I want to thank all of y'all for coming on the prayer line, and thank God for what he's doing. I want to get a station identification. We've been praying for so many, praying for Pastor Kevin Estrada and praying for ambassadors Hagen and all those who are such, you know, leading the way, all of our ambassadors and all of our assistants. We just thank God for all of you. Forgive me for not calling your names all the time. But I do thank God. And I come to all of you as a lamb coming to shepherdess and shepherds everywhere. I humble myself before you and ask God to bless you in the name of Jesus. All right. Let me get a station identification. I will be speaking all this week. Get the word out if you would. Lord, has given me some things to speak to you about and try to help you. First of all, it helped me. So if it helped me, I know it will help you. All right. Let me get an identification. In praying for Elder Strada, it's Ambassador Hagen and Pastor Strada, if they're there, let me allow time for station identification. The line is open to you, Pastor Strada or Ambassador Hagen, either one of you all. The line is open to you. Are you there?
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, Eddie Betty. Good morning, Mother Johnson. Good morning to all the assistants, all the ambassadors, to everyone that are listening from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are excited about Jesus and God. We are here broadcasting live in the studio on Blog Talk Radio. We are NPA on Blog Talk Radio in the live studio. We can be reached at 347-934-0207, and we are being heard literally all over the world. We are being heard in Africa, Asia, Brazil, Canada, Europe, Russia, China, Italy, India, France, Mexico, Australia, Pakistan, oh, my Lord, you name it, simply all over the world. We have providers and presenters that are working behind the scene. We have other networks that are also tuning in and helping us in broadcasting this. We have over 40 million listeners on one network, and we have 25 million plus 25 million on the other two network providers, making a total of, thank you, Lord. We have over 90 million listeners all over the world. Isn't that incredible? My Lord, Wow, to God be glory for the things that he is doing even now. And Dr. Johnson, we want to thank you, sir, for the excellent job that you're doing in broadcasting and getting this message all around the world. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's Pastor Strotter. You know, we started out with Pastor Strotter, and we don't forget people we start out with. If he's here, identify. All right. God bless you. For every person on the prayer line, we do appreciate you and thank God for you. All right. I've been asking God what he would have me to talk with you about today. And I looked in the Word of God. And I looked in 1 Samuel, chapter 30 and verse 8. 1 Samuel 30 and verse 8. I looked at that text and began to what we call exegete it somewhat. And it says in this verse 8 and verse 19, both of them say, "And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." My God, when I was in my office and read that, I was saying to the Lord, "Lord, please don't let me act crazy up in here." And then I looked down and read verse 19 all the way down in there and got to verse 19. It says, "And there was nothing lacking to them, nothing, neither small nor great, neither son or daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them." And then it said this again, "David recovered all." Oh, my God. I was trying to act proper up in here, but I had to just throw my hands up and praise the Lord. I began this morning and days before now in my preparation for today's message to you. I asked the Lord to show me, and he began to show me you. You, man, I saw you. Woman, I saw you. In the spirit realm, I saw you. God began to tell me basically many of the burdens and pains that you were going through and suffering. I began to see myself and the pains and the burdens on my shoulders. And I saw how the enemy and taken many things from you in the past and from me in the past. Perhaps he had taken your stuff, some of you. Perhaps he had taken your self-respect or pride. Perhaps he had taken and repossessed your car. Some of you, he had taken clothes, but they got too small for you. And the enemy took your clothes. You couldn't wear them. Amen. Some of you were evicted from where you live. And the enemy took that. Some things have been happening in this last 2 or 3 years like you have never seen in your life. The enemy will try to take everything from you. Try to take your daughter. Try to take your son. Trying to take your good credit. Just trying to steal everything from you. Just trying to take your good health. Things like you've never seen in your life have happened to you. And you wondered if God was on a vacation. Why? Why? Why would this happen if God was present? Let me just tell you, He's not on a vacation. He promised never to leave you nor to forsake you. But sometimes the Lord will allow you to go through things so he might prove himself to you even more, and that he might take you to a new level in your life. God says, even though the devil stole some things from you, perhaps the cankerworm ate some things up, and the palmer worm ate some things up, and the locust came to devour you. But God said, tell you this morning that the devil is a liar. Man, don't you hear me talking to you? Woman, don't you hear me talking to you? God said, the devil is a liar.
Amen.
Everything he has told you, the opposite is true. When he told you you were going to die, the opposite was true. The devil is a liar.
Had to go. Must go.
God said to tell you that everything the devil stole from you, you, without fail, shall recover all. I believe it, because if you believe that, somebody would be praising God.
Thank you.
I shall recover all. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me classify that for you and put it into perspective. Here in 1 Samuel, even before the 8th verse, in the chapter 30, David had something to happen to him that was so mighty and so powerful. It tells us that David, well, let me start with Saul. Saul had slain his thousands, but David had slain 10,000, his 10,000s. And Saul, the king, got jealous of David. David wondered, what did I do to Saul? What did I say to him? How did I mess up with Saul? I don't know of anything I've done to him. Let me say to some of you on the line, you've had situations like that where people have treated you without respect. You wonder what you did to him. You wonder what you said to him. Perhaps you even went to him. Did I hurt your feelings? Did I do something to you? And the answer comes back from the Lord to say, no, you haven't done anything to him. But why they treat me like that? Why they do me like that? Let me tell you something. The devil does not like you when you bless like that. The spirit of the enemy wants to treat you like that, with disrespect, to try somehow to bring you down. He doesn't like you when you are blessed like that. You haven't done nothing to him. You're just blessed. Yeah. And when you're blessed, ain't nothing the enemy can do about it. Amen. David was just blessed. He had the anointing of God on his life, and the devil didn't like it. Began to try to kill him through Saul because he had slain his 10,000s. Saul cast a javelin at him, trying to kill him, even let his son, Saul's son, Jonathan, get in. You might say he had compassion on David, and they had a league together, he and David. And Saul didn't like that, threw a javelin at his son, tried to kill his son. But God protected them. David had to flee for his life with around 600 soldiers. He was a great, mighty man of war. And can you imagine he was fleeing everywhere, trying to keep Saul from killing him? And basically he was trying to keep from killing Saul. Yeah, God's anointed at that time. But God rejected Saul and put the anointing upon David. Let me tell you something. Saul went to Gath. just moving around, trying to escape the wrath of David, I'm sorry, of Saul, trying his best not to kill him, going here and there. And then he decided that the best way I could escape from Saul's wrath is by going to my enemies, the Philistines. You remember how David went before Goliath and killed Goliath and chopped his head off? He was an enemy to the Philistines. They didn't like him, and he didn't like them. But even at that, David was trying to escape from the wrath of Saul, and he went to his enemies, the Philistines, and basically went to their camp with Achish, who was one of the princes of the Philistines. And Achish began to protect him, from the wrath of Saul, from his people. And let me tell you something. Don't you see what I'm trying to tell you there? That even when the enemy is trying to kill you, when you're anointed of God, got the anointed all over you, God will even make your enemies become your footstools. Your enemies will protect you, because here are the Philistines protecting David from Saul. And God knew exactly where he was and how to protect him through his enemies. I tell you, some of y'all have been done wrong by people, and they have become enemies to you. They don't like you, and it seems like they're trying to kill you. But God can let your enemies become your footstool. A footstool is something you stand up on and go to another height. God will make your enemies push you to a new level. David was there with Achish, and Achish gave him the city called Ziklag. I may have to finish this tomorrow. Gave him the city called Ziklag and gave him a whole city. Listen, your enemies will give you things simply because you are anointed of God. I wonder why they gave it to you? Because the Lord made them give it. Achish gave him a whole city. David and his wives and his family and all of them could live there. And when David got ready to leave the Philistines, because they were getting ready to go to war, and they said perhaps David might turn on us in war. He might turn on us in war, and we got to put him out. And Achish had to put David out. David left there, and while he was leaving the Philistines, the Amalekites, another enemy, came and attacked his city and burned the city down and took his wives and his family away. Yeah, you can read about it in the 30th chapter. Took them away from Ziklag. Didn't kill his family, but they burned the city down. That's when David went to God and said, God, he asked God two questions. Said, shall I overtake them? And shall I pursue them, Lord? And God gave him back one answer. He said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. See what they had tried to do to him and what they had stolen from him. The enemy had stolen it. But God said, tell you that whatever the enemy, you shall recover all.